If I can get the plug in, because I think, you know, in reality, since we launched Rat on a Rat back in 2003, I think it was, we've made fantastic use of Crime Stoppers, and we are still getting in the region of 60, 70, sometimes more per month, sort of calls to Nottingham, for Nottinghamshire Police, into Crime Stoppers. Our average hit rate, if that's the right expression, forgive me if it's not politically correct, is that we make an arrest about once every six calls. Now, if I could get an arrest for once every six other calls, there wouldn't be the cells in the country, you know, never mind in Nottinghamshire. So that's how effective Crime Stoppers is. And you're right to kind of pull me up short and say you need to mention it, because it does work, people do use it, and as I say, the hit rate in sort of efficiency terms. The reality is, we went backwards and we're going back forwards again. You know, yes, because, and I think it was purely a function of, you know, since the 80s, we took more and more people, we arrested more and more criminals, and volume overtook the process. I think what we're trying to do now is put some of those things back. But equally, because, you know, a big change since that happened to you is I suspect the CPS didn't exist in those days either. Equally, you know, we're being supported by the CPS in how we inform victims and witnesses as well. So, you know, the work got bigger, it got more complicated, but I think we are moving forward with that now. And I think, you know, the point that Graham was making, which is that recognising that not everybody is as willing as you clearly were and hopefully still would be to get involved with the system, there are measures that we can take now to reassure, or if need to be, protect them, that probably weren't available when you got involved. So in some respects it's much better, in some it did go backwards, it is all moving forwards again. I do. Let me try and give you a sensible answer to what you said. Because I think that, you know, I'm not going to stand here and make excuses for either of those two things, because I think A, it's trying to do it, and B, I'm not sure I want to do it. But I think what I would say to you is this, it isn't because you've got a police service that is lazy and not motivated. I've let you have a seat, let me finish. But the officers here are incredibly hard working. And in fact, I was just sort of league tabling the other day the number of arrests that police forces make against the number of police officers that that forces have, to find that Nottinghamshire police officers are in the top five in the country for the number of arrests that, that officers make. So they are working incredibly hard. What we're trying to do is to make sure that people like you don't slip through the net. Now, it could be, and I don't know, that there were perfectly good reasons why those cases couldn't proceed, but nobody told you. And again, what we're trying to do now is to make sure that, even if it's bad news that we've got to give you, if for some reason a case can't go ahead, we're telling you why, and we're telling you what we're trying to do about it. And as I say, I, because I don't know the cases, it's impossible for me to say why it didn't happen on those times. All I can say is, from my perspective and all my senior officers, what happened to you isn't acceptable. And we do our, when we find cases like that, if it had been more recent, I'd have gone and looked at it more closely, then we do our utmost to make sure that A, we either put it right, or B, we make sure that if people have done things wrong, that they learn the lessons, or we do something about it. Because it isn't acceptable. I mean, just maybe a flippant comment, but certainly when I meet lawyers at the moment, they complain there's not enough work at Nottingham Crown Court since gun crime subsided. So if you see somebody in the city with a battered suit and a battered wig and a long face, they're probably a lawyer from Nottingham Crown Court. But sorry, because I think, you know, what we do, without a doubt, is we try and do the best of what we've got. And I think, you know, if you look at the city of Nottingham, it is probably leading the country in the fact that, because of the farsightedness of the City Council, the community safety officers, the wardens, if you like, are now working hand in hand with the PCSOs and the police officers as one team. And that must make sense, that they're all working together. So at least we've got them all singing the same song and you know, playing the same game. So, you know, are we making the most of what we've got? Yes, we are. I think the second thing is that, and I'm not in any way, shape or form trying to say that what you're hearing is wrong, but what I would say is that if when I go out, as I do, and I talk to my PCSOs, what they're saying to me, and I guess you might say that they would, is that there are people out on the streets, and I mean, I was out with the PCSOs the other week in St Anne's, where I think there's a real question that sort of says, you know, is that the right kind of place to put PCSOs? But what they're saying is, there are people who would never be seen talking to a police officer, would never have anything to do with a police officer, who will talk to a PCSO. And if I had here my Director of Intelligence, he would say, I get far better quality intelligence about what's going on in the community out of PCSOs than I get out of cops. So all I would say to you is, let's not, in pursuit of one aim, throw another aim out of the window, because from our perspective, we're getting a huge amount out of the PCSOs, getting things and doing things that the cops can't do. So that's kind of number one. Number two is that whilst the use of police powers is helpful, if we're going to go back in time to the kind of halcyon days, I cut my teeth in Heartbeat Country, up in North Yorkshire, where the village bobby ran everything. The vast majority of those people, their girth was bigger than their height. They couldn't have chased a criminal to save their life, but they ruled the village with a rod of iron. Why? Because they knew everybody. And actually, you know, I would argue that it doesn't matter about powers. What makes the difference is, whatever that person is, be it PCSO, community safety officer, or cop, they need to know everybody. And that's what neighbourhood policing is all about. We've only had it up and running in sort of its full form since about March. So let's give it a chance to fully work. But, you know, I think that what will happen over the coming years is there will be more flexibility to have a different mix of PCSOs and cops. But personally, I'd be surprised if we changed it much, because, as I say, if we are getting more intelligence out of PCSOs, then we need it, and if more people are talking to them, then we need them, and rest assured, if they do need a cop to help them, we can get a cop there quickly to help them, and we do. So I just think it's not as simple as some people are painting it, and I think, you know, we need to accept that the PCSOs do have virtues, that if we lost them, or lost that kind of person, then we'd lose something that currently is a great value to us.